force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
This is Not For Air Radio.
Once the volume control is set, do not readjust.
It sounds really, really, really good.
Turn it up.
And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com. Hey, guess what? It's fucking Halloween! Yes. Finally is Halloween, and I can't be happier. Now, what you're saying is, well, McPatches, it's Thursday. Yes. Yes, it is. But, guess what? I'm also replaying this Halloween episode on Saturday, which is on Halloween. Not also that, but here's some other awesome shit, too. Are you ready for this? So, not also am I replaying this particular Halloween extravaganza episode. But we're also going to have at least a 6-hour block from 6 p.m. to fucking midnight of Halloween awesomeness here on podunkradio.com, because I, in fact, am running the monkey farm. So we're going to have this show, which is an hour. We're going to have the Loud, Fast, and Shitty Replay Halloween, which is awesome because those guys rock. Then we're having an all-new, scary, Halloween-esque underground horror radio hosted by myself and Nicole Velakis, author. And then it doesn't stop there. Then we got two, because by then it'll be 10 o'clock. We got two full-blown hours. 10 and 11. I can do math. 10 and 11. Two full-blown hours of nothing but the best underground psychobilly horror punk and music like that I can fucking find. From everybody from Truant to fucking Venus de Vilo to fucking Cadaver Man to fucking the rest of the undead artist to 13 Shots to, yes, the fucking Misfits, because you know what? It's fucking Halloween. So, yeah. So not also all the music you're getting on this show, what's going on Loud, Fast, and Shitty, and Underground Horror Radio. But after that, no talking, just two full-blown hour blocks of just the best I can find, stuff I like, horror punk and psychobilly. I thought of this the other day when I was at the fucking mall looking for something. I was working on my Halloween outfit at Spooky Empire. I am wearing the new McPatches, which I finished. It's got some cool patches on it from Scream For Me Inc. So if you do want some patches and you know you don't get any good horror patches over at Hot Topic, because, you know, it's unfortunate, but they don't have them. You can get them there. $5. I got an Evil Dead patch. I got Night of the Demons, which both movies are extremely similar. Evil Dead came first. Plus the patch I made. B-Movie Monsters patch made by T.J. Lynch. Which is T.J. Lynch, horror punk extraordinaire, artist extraordinaire. Check him out. Also the Back Nosferatu patch that he hand-drew and painted. So, just all around fucking cool. So I'm wearing that. Of course, I got some Jason shirts I'm wearing. But not just that, but because last week at Morbid Movies, when me and Nicole went there, and by the way, if you haven't been to Fright Nights yet, please go. Fright Nights is fucking awesome. It's a great event. We went. The houses are fucking great. And damn near fucking, you know, some of them are actually better than some of the houses at Halloween Horror Nights. Now, I'm going to say Freddy vs. Jason was great because I'm a Freddy vs. Jason fan. But these are all original houses, and of course, if you want to know more about all that, listen to the interview that I did with Craig McGinnis, which is on Podbean, under McPatch's Media, that I did a couple weeks ago. Dude's a genius. His team is just amazing. Had a fun time. And then our good friends over at Morbid Movies and the Movies of Lake Worth shown fucking Reanimator, which is amazing because I've never seen it before. And I told everybody, as you heard last week and on Underground Horror Radio, that I wanted to wait till it came to the big screen. I mean, it's been on Netflix, but I always find out what movies are coming out ahead of time. And so I found that they were doing Reanimator, and I'm like, cool. And Nicole's seen it, and I haven't. And then so I wanted to go in completely just, you know, blind to it. I knew what it was about, obviously. I kind of knew about Herbert West, but I never actually watched it. And then I sat down, and it just blew my fucking mind. And I'm not like hyping it because, you know, it's on Morbid Movies or anything like that. I mean, they had the original, you know, original Godzilla, which is all right. I didn't watch it because I couldn't go, but, you know, and I was like, all right, that's cool. Yeah, you know. I mean, it's cool, but, you know, but, eh. But this was fucking Reanimator, which I've never seen. So going into it completely blind and hearing stuff about it, but not really knowing it, I was just, I like Jeffrey Combs anyway. I've seen him in other stuff. But I thought it was a fucking fun, great, cult classic fucking film. And when you watch it afterwards, you go, yeah, I understand why it's cult classic and why everybody loves it. It's not super mainstream because it's very, very detailed. But a great sense of humor. Jeffrey Combs knocks it out of the fucking park as Herbert West. So I took it upon myself because I really liked the formula in the movie that they were using. And of course, I think it was like sugar water or something with the glow agents, you know, stuff you make like glow sticks with or whatever. And I'm like, dude, that's fucking cool. So I'm like, well, shit, I want to be Herbert West for Halloween. And for the record, I'm not cosplaying as him, so my outfit's not exactly the same. But you can tell in spirit that that's what I went for. I actually bought a lab coat, which was like $24, and I just sprayed it down with fake blood. And then I got a syringe that I think might be used for cooking. I can't tell. We kind of found it. It's not like a, you know, I mean, you can tell it's not for anything particular besides maybe, anyway, it's a fucking syringe. And I was trying to put glow stick fluid in it, but it wasn't working because I wanted to put water in it and then glow stick. It just wasn't working. And I was getting really upset. So then I bought some glow in the dark cream I had that I figured, okay, well, you know, we'll be under a bunch of light that day and then at night it'll glow. Or maybe there'll be a black light somewhere. That's spooky. But I wasn't too keen on it. And then I realized that some of the glow sticks I bought a shit ton of glow sticks. I mean, passing the shit out at spooky. I realized that some of they fit inside. And because it's glowing and the way it's I put it inside, it doesn't really look like it's just a glow stick. So it looks really cool. So I'm excited as fuck. So anyway, that's that. But, yeah, happy Halloween, everybody. I'm really excited, as you can tell. I'm just all over the fucking place with this. But, anyway. Time for some Halloween music. Here's some new stuff by Truant, who's just, they're awesome, all of them. Charlotte, Tony, Truant. And if I forget the other guy's name, I apologize. Just new stuff, listen. I enjoy it. I think it was Wolfnards. I think his name was Wolfnards. It's a pretty fucking cool name.
And now, with the following collection of ghoulish sounds, you can make your own sounds of Halloween. Terrifying. Terrible. Awoken from the deepest slumber by a crash of rolling thunder. Hear the combined beatings of the dead. For on this Halloween you'll breathe the coolest air and walk these streets the blackest night and only once again. Away were the children to hide under their beds in fear. Devils come for their.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm sorry, if you don't like Thriller, you can go fuck yourself with a fucking chainsaw. I shit you not, fuck you. I'm sorry, you know, it's not necessarily punk rock, but I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. First of all, it was the 80s. I think it was 1980, actually. Or maybe like 83. I think it was 81 or... I think it was like 83. I was like a one-year-old. Okay, it's Thriller. Michael Jackson, King of Pop. Okay, his music isn't normally that kind of stuff, but they did an entire fucking video, movie almost, basically, about werewolves and zombies, and had great makeup effects. John Landis fucking directed it, who made American Werewolf in London, which is still one of the best werewolf movies of all time, and it's a catch tune, plus it has Vincent Price! So... yeah, it's Thriller. And I don't think anybody would ever argue with you on Thriller. It's probably one of the greatest Halloween songs fucking ever done. Just because it's fucking... So I mean, there's like nothing else you can fucking say. It's Thriller. Anyway, welcome back to Not For Air. Okay, so real quick, there's some shows happening this weekend that is Halloween related. As I said before, if you want to go to Fright Nights, I think you really should. It's fucking great. I had a good time, said Nicole. What the fuck's on fucking Facebook? Here we go. But as far as this weekend goes, so here's the following things. First of all, if you're not going to Spooky Empire... and I know there's a lot of Halloween parties, so if you end up with one, very cool. Don't forget to listen to Podunk Radio for nothing but like 6 hours of horror punk and Sick Boys, which is a better show than this. But yeah, so as far as the weekend goes, go to a party. If you're going to Spooky Empire, I will see your ass there and we'll hang out if you'd like. I don't charge. We're going to be doing a panel about horror, how to do horror podcasts, such as, you know, Underground Horror Radio. I'm going to show you how to do one. The important thing is to tell you some life experiences. There are a bunch of other shows out there. I have to say, including Underground Horror Radio, that the other shows on this fucking channel are all better than mine. This one. Including the one I'm on, the other one. But it's true. That's how I feel. With that said... don't compare yourself to others, really. Everybody does their own thing, and everybody does a good job at what they do. And I'm not talking about just the people on the station. I just mean in general. Just do what you want to do and what works for you, because that's what I do. This is the most weirdest fucking show that is nothing like the other shows on this channel, or maybe anywhere else, that I'm not a part of. And it works. It works for me. So anyway, see you at Spooky if you're going to go. Now, with that said, if you are staying on the Treasure Coast in West Palm area, Palm Beach has got Moonfest, which is the ginormous event. It's pretty much huge. It blocks off, I think, Clematis. I never actually been because I never wanted to pay the money. They're going to be having... It's a big Halloween party. So go dress up, have fun. Go to Respects, go to Longboards, go in the 500 block, go further up. It's awesome. So if you're not doing Moonfest, and they have, like, I think Gravel Kings are playing. There's also West Palm Beach Zombie Crawl on Friday. So that's cool. But let's see, related. What the fuck is this? Give me the fucking events. Fucking hate this thing. Okay. So besides Spooky, Friday night, Not For Air, Underground Horror Radio, and Cutthroat Metalcast, and Metal Zone Radio, which is awesome, is right now sponsoring this event called Devil's Night. It's going to be Nation of Decay, Face of Fear, Zodiac Summer, Take Warning, Outlaw Tendencies. Awesome event, metal and some punk. Please go, have fun, it's free. Sponsored by Colcock Whiskey, whatever. That's cool. I'm going to be drinking pumpkin beer all weekend. That's awesome. So, that's Friday night, the night before Halloween. That's awesome. With that said, and we're sponsoring it, so I won't be there, but Scott will from Nation of Decay. Talk to Scott, he's a good dude. Where the hell is it? Oh, here it is. Good times. No, I don't care about you. Here we go. The Inn's annual Halloween bash. They're going to have, it's a good punk night. The Ruins, Church and State, the Pub Wreckers, and On the Rocks. Costume contest, it's free, 21 and up, over at the Inn, Fort Pierce. There you go, Saturday night. If not, come to Spooky. If you're already going to Spooky, I'll see you there. So there we go. Awesome stuff, right? I think so. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff happening this weekend. It's fucking Halloween. You know? Who doesn't love Halloween? I love Halloween. I think Halloween's awesome. And I think everybody else out there should like Halloween. Because if you don't, I don't get it. I think out of everything, that this is the one time a year where I really go apeshit. Not counting my birthday when I really get fucking drunk. Anyway, let's see what else we got to play. I got some new stuff that you'll hear on Saturday. Here we go. This looks sounds cool, right? Enjoy. We'll be right back.
To the left.
Into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like
your hip.
Fucking A, groovy. So, if everybody's probably curious, yeah, I'm a huge fucking Halloween fan. But I'm a huge, huge fucking Evil Dead 2 fan. And the fact that Saturday, and don't get me wrong, I love Evil Dead 2013. I thought it was really good. And so I really enjoyed that. A lot, especially what they did with Mia and everything. But Evil Dead 2, I really love. So, since Army of Darkness, which came out in 92 or 93, since that came out, it's been fucking almost 2 decades. It's been well over 3 for the original movie. And now we're finally getting a sequel. which is Evil Dead, Ash versus Evil Dead. And I'm beyond excited for that as well on Stars, which I don't know if we get Stars. But, and they're premiering it on Halloween. And I'm like, awesome. Because we've been waiting. You know, there's been plenty of comics and all this other stuff going on. And I guess Bruce really couldn't figure out why people still wanted to watch these movies. And after all these years, I guess he really, really knows the appeal. I mean, that's why they made the remake, or not really a remake, like a different side sequel. And now they're like, well, instead of making another movie, let's make a TV show. And they did. And it looks fucking amazing. If you're an Evil Dead fan, it looks amazing. So we're excited for that. So I watched Evil Dead 2 today again. And I have it on Blu-ray with the commentary from Bruce. Scott Spiegel, who I met. Sam Raimi and Greg Nicotero. His name, I get confused. You know, who's making The Walking Dead. And he did the makeup for Evil Dead 2. And I'm watching this movie, and it occurred to me why I love it so much. Because it did come out in theaters for Morbid Movies in one night a couple months back. And I was, I think in June, May or June. And I was like, you know, super excited. Because it was awesome seeing it on the big screen. But I think the reason why I love that movie the most is a lot of reasons why I love Jaws. It's like a nostalgia thing. And it kind of reminds me of Reanimator for the simple fact that, you know, I've never seen Reanimator until last week on the big screen. And I bought Evil Dead 2 at the Walmart. Well, of course, it's completely changed around now to an actual, real, giant Walmart now. But it was a smaller, non-grocery-stored Walmart in the 90s and 2000s. And Jupiter. And, you know, the Blockbuster was still going. But I used to buy movies at Walmart. I was like 17. And I was, you know, 17 or 18. I think I was 17. Hell, I might have been 16. I don't even remember what age I was. But, you know, I think Matt and me have talked about it before, but I've never seen these movies. And I'm at Walmart, and I saw it today for $5 on DVD. Believe it or not, at Walmart, when I was looking for my Halloween stuff. And I bought it on tape, and I forget how much I paid for it, but it was on VHS. And it was Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. And it was the picture of the skull with the eyes. And I'm like, Evil Dead 2. This movie is called Evil Dead 2. Okay. And I turn it around. And I wrote this in the article I wrote for Morbid Movies of why I was super psyched that the movie was coming out and why people should go see it in the theaters. And I turned it around. It's like Ash is back or something like that to fight, you know, this. He returns to the cabin. And I'm like, wait. There was some fucking shit that happened in the first Evil Dead? I'm like, what is this? So I'm like, alright, I gotta watch this fucking movie. And so I bring it home. I buy it, I bring it home. I pop it in the VCR in the living room. And I start watching this movie. And I'm like, this guy looks familiar. And I realized he was Briscoe. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, Bruce Campbell. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. And I'm watching this movie where he acts pretty much by himself for, like, the portion of it. And it's just, like, one fucked up thing after another. And I'm like, and it's funny, too, but it's also, like, fucked up. And then everything starts laughing, and he's laughing, and I'm like, dude, that would be a fucked up situation to be in that. You know, but it's, like, a book and, like, tape recording. And I'm like, what am I fucking watching? You know, and then of course there's the part where I just play where he puts a chainsaw on his hand. I'm like, holy shit, this fucking movie. I'm like, he puts a fucking chainsaw on his hand. First he cut his fucking hand off, And then he fucking attached a chainsaw to it. I'm like, oh, holy shit. What am I? I was probably 16 or something. I'm like, what? And I'm laughing so much because I'm like trying to remember. And I'm like, oh my God. So there's this movie. And then there's, I'm like, how long is this fucking movie? Because the pace is really fucking, really good. But it feels like forever. Because there's so much stuff going on, it's not bad. It's just like, holy shit, how long is this? And then, you know, there's the part where, okay, so they killed Henrietta, and then there's the big, as they call in the movie, you know, versus the rotten apple head, the big puppet and all that. And he kills, I'm like, how much more shit is in this fucking movie? So this shit happens, the fucking portal opens up, sucks the car, sucks, I'm like, okay. Is it done? Well, no. Then there's like the couple of minutes that he's in. It seemed like a couple of minutes that he's in. You know, which they reshot for Army of Darkness, but the ending of Evil Dead 2. And I'm like, is this a whole nother fucking movie now? Where he's like back in the past? Then it stops, and I'm like, holy shit! So I'm like, what is this fucking movie I'm watching? He just blew that fucking demon's head off with a fucking shotgun. And they're all like, hey, and I'm like, oh, so yeah, Evil Dead 2 will always, always, always have a very special place in my heart. But there's nothing ever like that first viewing of a movie. Sometimes it doesn't go in your favor, and you're like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I just watched, it sucks. Then you watch it again, and you're like, oh, okay, this isn't so bad. But that experience like was like, this movie is fucking awesome. And I guess there's something about making a movie in the 80s like that, that just, I guess, I mean, granted, it was shot in the 80s, so I didn't watch it until the 90s, but I'm like, God damn. So when I'm watching Reanimator the other day, and watching all this fucked up shit happen, I'm like, God, this is just kind of like what happened with, you know, and this was done, I think, shot a year before, or came out a couple years before Evil Dead 2. They're not similar in the fact that it's really not the same thing at all. But because it's a cult movie, the way it feels when you watch it reminds me of Evil Dead, at least Evil Dead 2 as well. It's just like, it's a fucking crazy movie, but it's awesome. So anyway, I just wanted to share that, especially for Halloween. You know, I just thought, you know, fuck, I love that fucking movie. Oh, man. All right. I think we got time for one more song. Yeah? Should I? All right. We'll lead off with another song, and then we're out of here. And then enjoy. Enjoy your holiday, everybody. Enjoy your holiday. I think you should enjoy it. What do I know, right? I don't know nothing. I don't even work here. What am I doing here? Let's see what else we got in this long list. I downloaded some more songs today, which is going to be in that double block coming up later on after Underground Horror Radio, which, if I have a feeling now, will not be basically, won't be quite the horror show that I thought it was going to be, just because we got a lot of stuff we got to do for Spooky. So what we're going to do is I'm actually going to play a shit ton of music for that too. But me and Nicole have an intro for you. So anyway, see you then. Enjoy. Happy Halloween. Peace out.
for air, Underground Radio.